America has added jobs every month since October of 2010. As indicated by writer Jeffrey Sparshot, that represents a record 81-month span that has managed to absorb approximately 16 million workers. The nation's official unemployment rate fell to a 16-year low in May, and the number of job openings established a new record earlier this year. Given evidence of significant demand for human capital, one would think that wages will be rising quite rapidly. They're not. Average hourly earnings for private sector workers rose modestly in June and is up 2.5% on a year-over-year basis. During the months prior to the most recent recession, wage gains consistently topped 3%. Since mid-2009, the U.S. economy has been in recovery, and average hourly earnings for blue-collar workers have expanded at a rate of 2.2% a year. That's less than the 3% expansion of the 2000s, the 3.2% expansion of the 1990s, and the 3.3% expansion of the 1980s. Today's tepid wage growth remains a puzzle. There are many potential explanations, including globalization, weaker unions, and slow productivity growth. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.